So it's time for Today in History on this July 21st. Let's see what we got for today. 1861, the Battle of Bull Run, the first Manassas. The first major land battle of the American Civil War took place in Virginia. Union and Confederate forces clashed near Manassas Junction. It ended in a Confederate victory, shocking many Northerners who had expected a quick war. The battle made it clear the conflict would be longer and bloodier than anticipated, and sure it was. If you've never ever been to Manassas battlefield in Virginia, in the courthouse, the Appomattox Courthouse in Manassas, it is truly an amazing trip if you're into history and Civil War and such like that. They do a reenactment every year where they do have the surrender at the courthouse, so I highly recommend it. If that's what you're into, look into the annual Manassas, the Appomattox Courthouse surrender, and they do a great job of portraying that. 1925, the Scoops monkey trial verdict. Now, we talked earlier about this trial beginning, and today was verdict day. John T. Scopes, first found guilty of teaching the evolution in Tennessee public schools, violating the Butler Act. He was fined $100. And again, this was 1925, so $100 was $100 then. The trial formally, State of Tennessee versus John Thomas Scopes, symbolized the clash between science and religious fundamentalism in American culture. 1969. A lot of you remember this. It was a little before, just months before my time. Neil Armstrong walks on the moon. Technically, it was late July 20th, but most of the U.S. witnessed the moment on July 21st, 1969, due to the time zones. Neil Armstrong became the first human to set foot on the moon, saying that's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Buzz Aldrin followed soon after. Apollo 11 marked one of the most significant achievements in U.S. and world history. 1980, draft registration resumes. After being suspended in 1975, the U.S. resumed requiring young men to register for the draft on this day in response to the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. This did not reinstate the draft, but it was seen as a precautionary Cold War measure. Notable birthdays on this day, Ernest Hemingway. 1899, one of America's most celebrated authors, known for Old Man and the Sea, Farewell to Arms, and For Whom the Bell Tolls. And if you're ever in the Key West area, there's plenty to follow up on him down there. Robin Williams, 1951, beloved comedian, actor, known for his role in Dead Poets Society, Miss Doubtfire, Good Will Hunting, and Aladdin. Just an incredible actor. Norman Jewison, 1926, director of the influential film like The Heat of the Night and Fiddler on the Roof. Today's themes in history, let's see. The fog of war, how quickly public perceptions of conflict can change, Bull Run. The struggle between science and belief, Scopes trial. The pinnacle of American innovation and exploration, Apollo 11. The reality of geopolitical tension, Cold War draft registration. Could you imagine 1980, they reinstituted the draft to get young men on a list? I'm sure some of you listening right now, your family members, were subject to that. And I talk often here at how any widespread conflict, even though we've had a fully volunteer military for decades, any large-scale conflict, in my opinion and from the opinion of military experts, would necessitate a draft. We just do not have the staffing to deal with and replace losses in a large-scale battle with a major entity. At this point, China. Russia, I think, has shown that the as far as a conventional army, it would not be a boots-on-the-ground type conflict, where China, I think, would be a different story. North Korea, to a lesser extent. As far as that, anything in the Middle East or anything like that, I don't see much of an adversary to begin with. I think we've shown, and it would be shown, that they would be dealt with very quickly. So China, and maybe to a lesser extent, or definitely to a lesser extent, North Korea, just on sheer numbers. But it would necessitate some sort of putting young men and women into military service, possibly against their choosing.